Hello, I'm Michael Thurber, and you're listening to Interlaken Public Radio, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Nick. I'm 16, and I play the trombone. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Nick. That was Nick playing our Kids Commute theme on the trombone. We would love to hear you play our theme on whatever instrument you play. You can find sheet music instructions, everything you need, at kidscommute.org. Hi there, Kids Commuters. Welcome to day two of week two of Old American Songs on IPR's Kids Commute. We're listening to some music published by Aaron Copland, this set in 1952. Today, we're going to hear a Christian revivalist tune called Zion's Walls that was originally written by John G. McCurry. He was a farmer, a singing teacher, and a tailor from Georgia, and he published a book of spiritual songs called The Social Harp, which had 222 songs in it. They were often sung at Methodist camps and Baptist revivals. Here are the social harp singers demonstrating what that might have sounded like.
Oh, Father, don't you feel determined to meet within the walls of Zion? We'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round.
Now, the first part of the Social Harp Songbook had instructions on the basics of music so people could understand how it works. And the second part looks a lot like a modern hymnal that you would find at a church. It had lyrics and how to sing the songs. Now, last week we mentioned that Copland used the melody from Simple Gifts in a few different compositions. Well, he did the same thing with today's selection. Not only did he include it in Old American Songs, set number two, he also used Zion's Walls a few years later in his 1954 opera, The Tender Land. Here are baritone William Warfield with composer Aaron Copland at the piano performing Zion's Walls.
Come, fathers and mothers, come, sisters and brothers, come, join us in singing the praises of Zion, the praises of Zion. Oh, fathers, don't you feel determined to meet within the walls of Zion? We'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round, we'll shout and go round the walls of Zion, the walls of Zion.
Zion's Walls from the early American hymnal, The Social Harp, that was reworked by Aaron Copland with the composer at the piano, sung by wonderful William Warfield. Tomorrow on Kids Commute, we're going to hear an old American song about an infamous double cross. All right, now, Kids Commuters, it's time to check in with our Quizlet. We'll ask you this question all week, and if you're right, we'll send you a prize pack, tell everybody how smart you are, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from Go-Go Squeeze. Our question this week, what was Michigan's first state park. It was given to Michigan in 1895. Here's our hint, yes, and it has over 70 miles of trails for hiking and has a natural landmark called Arch Rock. Does that ring a bell? Do you know what it is yet? What was Michigan's first state park? Text us the answer with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. So far, this one is a stumper. Hopefully this hint will help. Tobias, you are very close, but as they say, no cigar. All right, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta mañana.
Interlochen Public Radio.